current temperature in Kalamazoo is 63 degrees, but it's going to get hot here in the studio at WMUK because I have a full crowd and they're all here to talk about the opening production of the Kalamazoo Civic Theater's 89th season. I'd like to start by welcoming director Art Nemitz to WMUK. Once again, nice to have you here.
Well, thank you.
So, Art, talk about this opportunity to direct Mel Brooks' musical as the opening of the season.
Well, when I saw that the Civic was going to open with Young Frankenstein, I went to Steve Carver, who's our managing director, and told him, Steve, this show is just up my alley. I've directed many, many comedies over the years, and I particularly like the farcical types, and this certainly fit the bill. And he agreed. He said, yeah, this show's meant for you. So.
One of the difficulties of talking about comedies and farces is, I think, for people who aren't familiar with it, if you try to describe the plot, you get bogged down in so much silliness.
So much silliness, right.
Yeah.
And as long as you're willing to accept anything that happens and have fun with it, that's the key to it.
So you needed a talented cast of comic actors.
And I was very lucky. I found them. They're terrific.
What was the process like? I know that the auditions are held several months before
yes,
the show.
They were held last, was it May? Mm-hmm. Yeah, last May.
Wow.
It seems so long ago, I guess it was. And we had, I think, about 80 people audition, open auditions. I did run a workshop a week or so before the auditions, talking about the show and the kinds of things I'd be looking for. And many of those people came back for auditions as well. So there's a bit of a trick to understanding a comedy, particularly farce comedy, broad parody, which this is. It's a takeoff on the old horror movies of the 1930s, of which Frankenstein, of course, was a good example of. So a basic understanding of the style and what I was looking for and what was required was really important for the people who were auditioning.
I think of creator Mel Brooks as definitely being old school.
Yes.
And his own roots might even go back to sort of theater, vaudeville to...
Yeah, actually he was a Borscht Belt comedian to begin with, but he also wrote for your show of shows with Sid Caesar and a lot of these other TV sketch comedy shows. So he's a man of many talents. He's a musician. He's a comedian. He's an actor. He's, if you need it done, he'll do it.
Yeah. One thing we should mention is that this is a naughty musical.
Well,
in
let's
some
call
ways.
It bawdy. I think
bawdy.
Is a good word for it.
So unless you want to ask some answer some uncomfortable questions, you might want to leave the young ones.
Yes, we have a Little Mermaid coming up in November and December. Wait for that one.
Well, Janet Gover, publicity director, why don't you do the honors and tell listeners how they can find tickets?
Well, they can find tickets by simply calling the box office at 343-1313, or you can order easily online at kazoocivic.com. The show opens, as we said, this Friday, September 22nd, and plays through October 8th, and there are three matinees on Sundays, so a time that's perfect for everyone.
So a lot of people say they love the movie, and they know and love the movie. Let's talk a little bit about how Mel Brooks adapted his own movie to the stage.
Well, actually, if you love the movie and you have very favorite lines that you love to say, you'll hear them all. It's basically the plot from the film with music. So all your favorite characters and all your favorite moments and so forth are in the musical as well.
Well, the plot sort of starts with Frederick Frankenstein here, and in the title role is Troy Thrash. Nice to have you here at WMUK.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me the story of your character to begin with.
Well, it's really interesting. This story is about transformation, and the realization is that my character undergoes a significant transformation throughout this entire process. He begins really as just a kind of a inspired but reasonably run-of-the-mill scientist in New York City, and just likes to keep to himself. He does his science, he does his teaching of science, and eventually he gets called to this mysterious place called Transylvania, and he meets some very interesting characters, some of whom are in this room right now, and he realizes at some point that his destiny to follow in the footsteps of his ancestors in creating monsters that terrorize the land, that destiny will be fulfilled, whether he likes it or not.
It's fate.
It is.
Well, take me back to May and auditioning for this. What kind of experience did you come to the audition with?
Well, I came to the audition, as far as any musical experience over the last 30 years, with zero. And so I walked in, and I was blown away just at the workshop, and certainly with all of the talent in the room, but really how Art and his team laid out what was about to happen that day and what was about to happen over the next 6 months. And I sat there and I just wrote down everything, because if nothing else, I was going to be at least as prepared as everyone else in the room for the audition. And some of the things that Art said that really resonated with me were about taking risks and about absolutely believing 100% in your character and being bought in to every single syllable of every word, of every phrase, of every sentence that that character says. And, you know, the idea that every line is important and you must be totally bought in to that line, that character, and everything going around. And it's really, in some ways, something that I live by, even in my job. But the idea, though, that I walked into the audition and said, I've got some ideas for taking risks, and yes, I haven't done it before, but I'm going to go for it.
I'm speaking with Troy Thrash, who plays Frederick Frankenstein in Young Frankenstein, which opens this Friday. And Troy, what is your day job?
I am the president and CEO of the Air Zoo.
Goodness gracious. And you said also that you hadn't really acted in a music theater production before?
30 years ago in high school, many, many moons ago, I did. But yeah, that was really the last time. And my children have acted at the Civic and in their high school and middle school plays. And my wife has done some as well. And they were just pushing me and pushing me. And in fact, my kid said, Dad, you're a mad scientist during the day. If you can't get a role as a scientist, you know, you're in big trouble. So go for it. And so they really pushed me to do it.
All right, Troy, we're going to also meet Dwight Trison, Chris Alamein Stahl later in the hour. But I thought we'd take a break and hear the first number we picked out. Maybe you could set up what's going on with this number called Together Again.
Absolutely. So my character, Frederick, is standing at a train station in Transylvania and doesn't quite know what's about to happen next and who he's waiting for. But this strange little character called Igor sneaks up on him, and they get to meet. It's a very interesting introduction, but the song then that's sung during that scene is, it's about the idea that he and I are just meeting, but in reality, with his family lineage being so connected to my family lineage, that we are together again, but this is the first time.
Young Frankenstein opens this Friday. You can find out more at kazoocivic.com.
Like Laurel and Hardy, like Coke and Bacardi, like Juliet and Romeo, ebb and flow, to and fro, together, together again. Together again for the first time. We've only met in a dream. Up until now, it's been the worst time. But now that you're here, we're a team. Together again for the first time. Haven't a woe or a care. No longer a bad and a cursed time.
Yeah, all right.
You get creepy, you know?
Wait.
Together
together again for the first time. We've only met in a dream.
Like Emil and Macy.
Like Hepburn and Tracy.
Like Lombard and Gable.
Like good old Cain and Abel.
Now for the first time. Together again. Together forever again.
Together Again, that's a number from the musical Young Frankenstein, which opens the 89th season of the Kalamazoo Civic on Friday and continues for 3 weeks at the Civic. And Janet Gover is publicity director. And once again, this is a special season. And we were talking to Troy Thrash, who's kind of a first timer, at least for a long time, hasn't seen the footboards, but there's a lot of first things happening this season as well.
Yes, this is our 89th season. We can't believe it, 89 years. And we're calling this our bigger, bolder season. We're doing 3 more shows this season than what we've done in the past. And what's very interesting, Kara, is that all the shows that we're doing are brand new to the Civic stage, except for the 2 Shakespeare productions, which we'll be doing next month as part of our Shakespeare Festival. They're all things. Little Mermaid is new to the Civic stage. Rock of Ages is new. Billy Elliot, our closing musical, has not been done in this area. Baskerville, which is a Sherlock Holmes mystery, is new. And a couple of other really great dramas that will be in the Parish Theater. So it's really an exciting season for the Civic, and Young Frankenstein is the perfect way to kick it off.
Is it a better deal to buy a package?
Absolutely. If you buy a season subscription, then you get 8 admissions on a single subscription or 16 on a double, and you can kind of tailor your subscription to your interests and use your if you just want to see the musicals, you can do that. Or if you want to bring a guest to a couple of other shows, you can do that. It's totally up to you. So we'd love to talk to you about that too.
And how do people get in touch?
Same way. Just call the box office at 343-1313. And we have a great box office staff that can help you through it. Or if you feel good about ordering online, you just go to our website. And it's pretty self-explanatory on how to make that purchase.
Okay. Well, back to our cast in Young Frankenstein. In the role of Igor is Dwight Trice. And I think you're wearing a couple hats in this production.
I do a few things in this production. I'm also playing the herald at the very beginning of the show, kind of heralding the funeral procession of his Frankenstein's late grandfather. And I'm also one of the dance captains for the production as well.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you do bring a lot of current and recent theater experience. Would you tell us a little about some of the things you've done recently?
Sure. Recently, I was in Peter and the Starcatcher at Farmers Alley Theater this past summer. Before that, I did Hands on a Hard Body at the Civic. I've did Spamalot with Farmers Alley. I kind of work in a couple of different theaters around town. I also choreograph at a few schools, and you know, dance and theater is kind of my life. It's what I do.
Did you go to school at Western?
I went to Kalamazoo College, and I studied theater at K College, and it was a fantastic experience. I love the staff there. It's a very good straight theater program. They opened up my eyes to a lot of the academic side of theater and really stretched my acting chops at K. So, yeah.
Tell me about chemistry. Is that something you have to kind of work on, or does the play do it all for you?
Chemistry, I mean, luckily I am teamed up with wonderful, wonderful actors on the stage. Chris and I have actually worked together in a show before. We did Chorus Line at the Civic 10 years ago. But chemistry, yeah, it is something sometimes that you have to work for. But in this instance, I lucked out. Troy and I have had a great chemistry this entire time. It's a good back and forth. We play off each other a lot, always willing to ask questions. And yeah, so it's really, really nice.
Well, when you're telling other people about this show in particular, how do you sell it to your friends and family?
I sell it. I tell them, if you want to see me look really ridiculous, you should come see this show. No, it's funny. It's just really inherently just a funny script. It's a big show. There's a lot of special effects. There's a lot of moving parts. It's just a big, great, awesome show. I mean, that's really what I tell people. It's quality theater at a decent price. So.
Well, maybe we'll, in a little bit, get a description of the sets and costumes and things like that. But I wanted to talk to Chris now. You were cast as Inga.
Yes.
This part, what do you have to bring to Inga to make this work in the show?
Well, Inga is Frankenstein's laboratory assistant. Mm-hmm. And
was that Terry Garr in the movie?
By Terry Garr in the movie. She's kind of a blonde bombshell, but I think very smart at the same time, which is really fun to play. And we just have a really, really good time. She's super sexy, but she doesn't know that she's sexy. So it's been really cool to...
And you kind of have a counterpart in this show. That would be the fiance of Dr. Frankenstein.
Yes. Elizabeth. She kind of comes in towards the end and messes things up just a little bit. When you talk about chemistry, Troy and I also have a lot of chemistry. It's a little romantic interest as well. So it's been pretty fun to play.
And Art, can you contribute to how you encourage chemistry with the cast and making sure they get that across?
Well, I try. This really starts in auditions. When I see them performing for the first time, I've worked with Chris before, so I knew what she could bring to a role. But it was Troy and Dwight were new. I had not worked with them before. But it's hard to say how I know. I just feel it, I think. I feel that there is a chemistry between people, and it does show. And I knew right away both of these guys had a lot of pizzazz, a lot of chemistry, and they really took the stage when they auditioned. So, and that's what I was looking for. Because you have to play big in this show. You can't be a flame under a bushel. You got to be on top of the bushel. And both of them showed me that. And I knew Chris had it because, as I said, I've worked with her before.
Well, Chris, why don't you take us into the next number, which is called Roll in the Hay.
So if you remember in the movie, they take a hayride to the castle. And Terry Garr actually sings a little bit of the tune in the movie. So this is kind of just a bigger take on that.
Roll, roll, roll in the hay. Roll, roll your troubles away. When life is awful, just jump on a strawful and roll, roll in the hay. Roll, roll, roll in the hay. Roll, roll, do it all day. When spirits are sagging, just jump in a wagon and roll, roll in the hay. Lady, oh, lady, young lady, oh, lady, oh, young lady, oh, lady, oh, young lady, oh, lady, oh, roll in the day. Young lady, oh, lady, young lady, oh, lady, young lady, young lady, young lady, oh, lady.
So let's roll, roll, roll. We'll all roll, roll, roll.
Come with me and roll.
Rolling, 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 rolling the hay.
That's a number from the musical Young Frankenstein, which opens on Friday and continues for 3 weeks at the Kalamazoo Civic Theater, opening its 89th season. Details at kazoocivic.com or 343-1313. And Chris, as you said, it's like the movie, only a little more amplified.
Just a little bit more.
Yeah, what a fun song to sing, though. But you must be
fun.
Not only singing, but doing a lot of things.
Oh, yes. Yes, we are. That's kind of where the body aspect of this show comes in, I think.
Okay.
I can't see
it.
It's a lot of fun.
I am down in the pit on playing the offbeats on the piccolo, but I have no idea what you're up to.
Well, there's definitely a lot of double entendre in this show.
I think we heard some of it. Yeah. Well, tell me what the show looks like, set design and costumes and things like that.
It's gorgeous. The set is absolutely stunning.
It really is. They outdid themselves. I've been doing stuff at the Civic for a long time, quite a few years, and yes, this set, Chris, they just absolutely just hit it out of the park.
So what's so striking about it?
There is an entire proscenium up the top that kind of frames the set that is all gears, and it's I don't know if you know steampunk, but it is very steampunk.
Oh, cool.
Lots of gears, lots of the antique coloring. There's a laboratory that is just absolutely gorgeous that flies in and out. It's just wonderful.
Art, you worked with the set designer?
Who... David Kine, yes.
Okay.
He's very good, but Chris is right. He's outdone himself on this one. It is spectacular.
And you also worked with costume designer?
Barb Mollart, yes.
Barb Mollart.
We brought some new ideas to the show. Something's a little bit different than you might have seen in other productions. It's the ancestor number. What's the name of that song?
Join the Family.
Join the Family, yes. Business. Usually that's played by the chorus comes in dressed as in white coats as doctors. But we approach it differently. Since he's singing about his ancestors, we bring his ancestors back in various historical costumes to show back through the ages they've all been crazy scientists.
And Catherine Williams is choreographing.
That's right.
Choreographing.
I've worked with Catherine for many years. Yeah. I don't know how many shows we've worked together, so it's nice to be working with her once again.
That's always the amazing thing about theater. It comes from so many people to create the entertainment and the detail that goes into just where people stand and dance creates story.
And it helps too when you're working with someone like Catherine, who I've worked with so often before. We don't really have to explain things completely. She knows what I'm thinking and I know what she's thinking. So we come to an agreement pretty quickly.
Okay. Well, Dwight, maybe I can take it a little further with you as a dance captain. How many are in the dance corps?
Oh, well, I think everyone in the cast gets to dance at some point or another. There's big numbers that include every single member of the Transylvania chorus and of the cast member and the ensemble. As far as the dance corps goes, I'd say there's like, 10?
Mm-hmm.
10, 12?
About 10.
Yeah, dancers that really get to, they hoof it, they tap, they're wearing these big, giant, beautiful monster costumes that Barb designed. and yeah, we're putting them to work. Let's say that.
Is that one of the first things that you work on when you're putting together a musical? You don't do it in order of the musical generally.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of varies from case to case, but in this production, we started off with music. We started off getting the music because there's so much music in the show. We just had to get a good handle as a ensemble, as a cast, on all these little intricacies and harmonies and musical numbers. And then we moved into choreography. We started with the bigger numbers, some of the tougher things, and started just kind of working inwards from there.
Who would like to tell us a little more about other major cast members, like playing Frau Blücher or playing the monster himself? Art.
Well, Chris Naftel is playing Frau Blücher. and again, I worked with Chris for a long time. When she came to the auditions, I was really pleased to see her because physically she's the right type, and she's got a good sense of humor, and she's working out very well. You're going to be surprised at Kevin, his last name.
Oberthaler,
that's right. He's described as being, you call him what, 4 feet wide and...
7 foot tall.
Seven foot tall. Yes. Well, Kevin just about fits that exact mold. He's a big guy,
yes.
But he's very funny and lovable. You end up loving this guy. He's scary to the people on the stage, but to the audience, they're going to fall in love with him.
And who plays the fiancé, sort of that throws a wrench in the works?
That's Taylor Goodbranson.
Taylor Goodbranson.
Mm-hmm. Yep. She's wonderful.
Fantastic, yeah.
She's beautiful, and she's a beautiful singer, and she's very funny, too.
All right. Well, let's get back to the dance numbers. And Troy, a thrash, maybe you can set us up for Putting on the Ritz.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So Putting on the Ritz, that's feels like the penultimate song, I believe, of this story. And it's set up where my character, Frederick, is going to be introducing the monster to the public for the first time. And so we're on a big stage. There's an audience there. And the monster comes out and he does some basic footwork, walking back and forth. And then all of a sudden we really break into the costume and away we go with Putting on the Ritz. It's an amazing tap number that, in fact, Kevin and I just, well, in quotes, learned how to tap this summer. And the quotes part was the learn. But so we begin, and then soon Dwight and Chris join us, and soon we have an incredible ensemble of tap dancers and very interesting. I don't know if I can spoil things, but I will anyway. The characters, when they come out, are true monster characters from the ages. It is a beautiful tap number to see. And so this is Putting on the Ritz.
Again, the show starts this Friday and continues for 3 weeks, and details are at kazoocivic.com.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Putting on the Ritz!
Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits.
Putting on the Ritz!
Dressed up like a million-dollar trooper, trying hard to look like Gary.
Well, doesn't everybody love a good dance number? Yeah. That's an outstanding moment from Young Frankenstein, which, as we've been talking about, opens up this Friday at the Kalamazoo Civic. And if you just tuned in, my guests are Publicity Director Janet Gover, Troy Thrash, who is the Frederick Frankenstein role, Dwight Trice, who plays Igor, Chris Alamein Stahl, who is Inga, and director Art Nemitz. So let me get back to you, Troy. You are a CEO of the Air Zoo, mm-hmm. which is a big organization, a lot of responsibility. How does theater help or hurt your your employment? How you spend the rest of your time?
Well, I've certainly always been passionate about theater. In fact, when I was a senior in high school, I couldn't decide what my major was going to be in college, either theater or astrophysics. And, you know, they're slightly different. And I chose astrophysics, but have always had this passion for theater. And here we are. I mean, as the CEO of the Air Zoo, I get to do a lot out in the community, do a lot of public speaking, do a lot of events, do a lot going to kids' schools and doing these crazy science experiments and things. And so this opportunity is really, I mean, it's very important for me internally, but also very important for the Air Zoo, because we've worked very hard to be seen as a community member that is not just looking to get people in, but also for us to start affecting the community outward as well. And so I'm very passionate about our entire staff reaching out to other organizations in the community to positively affect change. And I'm hoping with this role and this production that's something that I can do for our audiences and for our cast and crew as well.
So something that you love as an avocation and that you have training in can be applied to your full-time job.
Absolutely.
Really easily. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's mm-hmm. it's lovely the way our avocations, hobbies do kind of help everything, and it's not just something you do for a few hours, but it affects your whole your whole life, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So another thing you mentioned was listening to this wonderful cast album for a few months.
Mm. Yes.
Nonstop. Is it hard to, find your own way as a performer when you hear these actors in your head when you're starting, when you're singing these songs?
Mm-hmm. That's a very interesting question. It was actually March 8th at 11:45 a.m. that I first, and I know this because I had gotten the CD and I was driving to speak at a Rotary function. And I just decided, I just want to hear the music because I really didn't know anything about the musical. Love the movie, but didn't know anything about the musical. And so I started just playing it over and over and over again to the point where my kids were singing it at home. And, the realization, though, for me was that was giving me really the overall flavor of the show, that when I went to the workshop and I started seeing the script and, kind of applying not necessarily the fluctuations of voice or anything like that, but simply applying the flavor of those songs to the lines that were happening in between, I think was really helpful to me just as a foundation from which to build. And having that foundation really then allowed me to have art in my head saying, take risks and be big and be fully committed. And I really think had I gone in totally cold on this, I'd have bombed. So listening to that music and getting that flavor was incredibly helpful for me.
Chris, you're nodding a little bit. Can you add anything to that transition?
Absolutely. It's really cool to be able to have your own take on a part, especially a part that is iconic. I mean, if you think about the movie, it's a cult classic, and there are certain lines in the movie that people kind of expect to be delivered a certain way. So you have to kind of walk a fine line between making it your own and staying true to the original.
The familiarity.
The familiarity of it.
Yeah.
But it's just really, really fun to be able to kind of explore a little bit, but also come back to that. Like you said, that foundation.
Mm-hmm. I asked the others about their theater experience, and I didn't get a chance to ask you about yours. And maybe you could tell us some of your favorite roles in past productions.
Sure. I've been doing theater for about 16 years.
Okay.
Something like that. And most of it at the Civic. It's kind of my home away from home. And some of my favorite roles would be, I played Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz.
We
did it about 10 years ago. And Peggy Sawyer in 42nd Street. And that's a lot of tap dancing. So that I got to utilize some more tap dancing in this
Are there tap dance studios in Kalamazoo? Can you go?
A couple. I took classes at Western when I went to Western. And then just kind of gained more experience by doing more tap shows. The more tap shows you do, the more moves you get to kind of get into your body, and the easier it gets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any other highlights from the last 10 years or so?
A couple years ago, I did Crazy for You, and I played Polly Baker in that number. And that's another large tap show. So that's kind of where I gravitate.
Do any of you like to, leave town and go to the Broadway or Chicago to see?
Yeah, I go to New York at least a couple times a year.
A couple times a year, Art? And what do you focus on? The things that are the big hits or something?
I try to see as many different things as possible. Not just musicals, straight shows that don't necessarily have a long run in New York, but yeah, I go in for a week and cram as many shows in as I can get in a week.
Is it just to see what's new, or does it actually help your directing, your approach to theater?
Well, a few years ago, I saw Young Frankenstein in New York, and I thought, if I ever do this show, I'm going to do it this way.
Mm.
And
here we are.
I am.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe I'll ask Janet once again to give listeners details on how they can find tickets and things like that.
Absolutely. We open this Friday, as we said, the 22nd, and play through October 8th. And tickets are available online at kazoocivic.com. It's kazoocivic.com. And in our box office at 343-1313.
Well, I still need to use a little more time up here. We still have about 10 minutes left. So why don't we look at another dance number since we're talking about tap and things like that? Dwight,
yes.
Are you part of Transylvania Mania?
I am.
Well, let's hear about it.
He is Transylvania Mania.
Yeah, so Transylvania Mania is the Act 1 closer. It's right before intermission, and it's the moment after the experiment in the lab has gone very well, and we're trying to divert attention from the monster, and so we're singing and we're dancing and we're going around the stage. It's a big number. We're trying to make everyone kind of join in with us and dance and get crazy, so they don't realize that something's coming.
Something's loose.
Something's loose.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, let's listen to it again. I'm with Dwight Trice, Troy Thrash, Chris Alamein Stahl, and Art Nemitz as part of cast and company of Young Frankenstein, opening this Friday at the Kalamazoo Civic.
The monster's awake. Igor, we have to come up with some sort of diversion and fast before...
About the foxtrot, throw away the waltz, take away the two-step and all that other schmaltz. Are you ready for what's been going on? It's a doozy, makes you woozy. It's the new phenomenon.
And we're back. That's the Transylvania Mania from Young Frankenstein, which opens at the Kalamazoo Civic on Friday and continues for 3 weeks. Details at kazoocivic.com. And we just have a few minutes left in the hour here. And I think I'll go around and ask for final thoughts, anything we might have left out. And I'll start with you, Art, if you have anything to mention.
Don't miss it. You're going to have a wonderful time.
Okay. How about you, Chris?
I'm just very honored to be a part of this cast. I think we're all just, it's just so talented. Everyone's so talented in this show. And I just, I really want people to come see it. So I hope you get your tickets soon.
I also want to point out that you are a dance captain for this show as well. So
yeah, I was a tap assistant. So I helped with putting on the Ritz and all kind of teaching. Tap.
Wow. All right. And that's how the Civic does it, bringing people together with all sorts of talents. Any last thoughts, Dwight?
Yeah, definitely everything that was just said. Gotta come see this show. The direction, arts direction has been fantastic. Laurie Hatfield's music direction is superb. Kathy Williams, her choreography, her vision is beautiful. It's just it's a culmination of a lot of great minds and a lot of hard work and sweat. And I think everyone's really going to enjoy this show.
All right. And finally, Troy.
Well, I'd like to put out a public service announcement for anyone who ever came to a show or even just thought about being part of a production, whether it's being on the stage or doing any number of incredibly important roles behind the scenes, that there is always an opportunity for you at the Civic. And I suppose case in point, Troy Thrash here, who hasn't done a musical for so long, but just had the opportunity to get cast here. And I've been able to learn so much because that is what the Civic is all about. It is a learning organization with all of their classes and things, but the learning doesn't stop in the classroom. The learning continues on the stage and behind the scenes, and people putting me in positions where they know I can succeed and be comfortable at, but they push as well to make sure that I continue to learn the dancing, the singing, and I've never felt uncomfortable. It's been an incredible experience. So again, to anyone who ever just sat in the audience and say, boy, maybe I would love to do that someday, bring your personality, your passion, and your perseverance, and you will make it happen at the Civic.
Well, Troy Thrash, Troy Thrash, Dwight Trice, Chris Elementstall, and Art Nemitz, and Janet Gover, thank you so much for joining me here on WMUK to talk about Young Frankenstein. Have a great show.
Thank you.
Thank you.